Oasis Audio presents The 33-Year-Old Rookie by Chris Coast, read for you by the author.
Prologue, The Dream. I finally made it. I'm still in shock as I arrive at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Walking up to the stadium, the most beautiful in all of baseball, the first thing I notice are the cars in the players' parking lot. Mercedes, Hummers, Escalades, and Bentleys in every direction. Incredible. Quite different from the usual array of Honda Accords, Ford Escapes, and Saturns in a typical minor league parking lot, not to mention the Mitsubishi Endeavor that I just pulled up in. I can get used to this, I think to myself. Can it be true? Or is this all a dream? After 11 years in the minors and a lifetime of hard work and dedication, have I finally made it to the big leagues? I actually pinched the back of my arm just to make sure. I've had dreams like this in the past. Yep, it's real. I'm a major leaguer. It's not a dream. It's not a dream. Next, I'm stepping through the door to the largest clubhouse I've ever seen and gazing at the perfectly pressed red and white home uniforms hanging in the players' lockers. The jerseys are emblazoned with Phillies across the chest in big red script, two blue stars dotting both eyes. I can't help but think of some of the legends that have worn these uniforms. Pete Rose, baseball's all-time hit leader, was a Philly. Darren Dalton, Tug McGraw, John Kruk, Steve Carlton, a 300-game winner, Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt. Whoa, Mike Schmidt was a Philadelphia Philly. And look at some of the names on the metal plates above the lockers. First baseman Ryan Howard, the 2005 National League Rookie of the Year. Chase Utley, his power-hitting partner on the right side of the infield. Suddenly, first baseman Jim Thome, my new teammate, hollers, "Hey, Coaster!" How'd he know my nickname? "Great to see you. Congratulations, man." Thanks, I mumble back.